The Motivation Myth: How High Achievers Really Set Themselves Up to Win, by Jeff Hayden. Motivation is not the spark. How motivation works: you get an idea like, I'm going to learn French today. You jump into the book and learn how to count to 20. 2 days later, you lose all of your enthusiasm. The problem with waiting for motivation to strike is that it almost never comes with enough voltage to keep you going. So let's get honest here. How long have you been procrastinating things you want to do just because you're not motivated enough? More importantly, how much longer are you willing to wait? The truth about motivation. The problem is we don't really understand how motivation works. We think it's the spark that will get us where we want to be. But in reality, it's the fire that starts burning after we manually, painfully coax into existence. Why does it happen? It's because once you get active and start doing something, motivation kicks in. Motivation is the result of breaking a sweat and improving in whatever you're trying to do. Because improving feels good. So good that you want to keep improving. Improving breeds confidence and competence. These feelings feed the motivation inside you to keep going. It's really a cycle, a virtuous cycle. Success to motivation to more success to more motivation. This explains why starting is always the hardest part. The act of getting yourself to go jogging is harder than running the 5 miles. It's because motivation doesn't make it easy to start. That being said, how does anyone succeed at anything? What makes the most successful people different from the rest of us? The truth about passion and talents. Kirk Hammett, the leading guitarist for the band Metallica, didn't originally want to become a rock star. He only wanted to play guitar. His goal was, in an odd way, actually the process. At first, he struggled like everyone else, but when he got to start and kept getting better, he realized that he had gotten passionate about the passion. It's easy and extremely tempting when you're rationalizing your own lack of success to assume successful people have something intangible, quality ideas, talent, drive, skills, or creativity. But the truth is, talent reveals itself only in hindsight, and the process is what makes you and takes you where you want to go. Another example is Jerry Seinfeld, the great stand-up comedian. He decided to become a comedian at a young age. He knew that being a comedian is mainly about the material presented in the jokes, and in order to build strong materials, he had to write. His long-term goal may have been to become a great comedian, but his process was simply to write, every single day. Set your goals. To start the path of reaching your goal, you first have to set your goal. Before you do that, you need to keep in mind the following. 1. Your goals must make Maslow happy. Maslow's hierarchy of needs state 5 human needs that are non-negotiable. Only when these needs are fulfilled can one be happy. If you're uncomfortable with your finances, as in constantly worrying about money, or that you're unhealthy, as in you're uncomfortable with your body and restricted from performing physical activities that you really want, then improving these 2 areas should be your main focus for now. There's absolutely nothing wrong with this. Happiness requires balancing your multiple non-negotiable goals. Blending a negotiable goal when appropriate and never forgetting to self-evaluate along the way. 2. Your goals must benefit you on multiple levels. If your goal is to become more active and enjoy gardening, then don't buy a treadmill and keep staring at the walls. Start your own garden. When your goal works on multiple aspects, you become what you want more quickly. 3. Your goals must be unquestionably measurable. The best goals are the goals you can see, taste, and visualize in great deal, because they're based on a real accomplishment, not a vague statement of intent. Happiness comes to serial achievers. Serial achievers are those who achieve one goal after another. Venus Williams is a great example. She's not only a legend among all tennis players, but she's also an entrepreneur, a designer, and a student of masters. If you think you don't have what it takes to become like Venus, you're dead wrong. Let's discuss why you must be a serial achiever. Because you're too good to do only one thing. You deserve a chance to try whatever you think of. Unless you're a trust fund baby or off hugging trees, professional serial achievement is vital. Ultimately, we must all make a living. Serial achievements eliminate pain of regret. How many things did you dream of doing but never got the chance to try? Serial achievements will make you better at developing new skills. It'll be easier for you to become everything you want to be. Make a list of things you've always liked to try, whether professionally or personally. Try something, try anything, and trust that you're smart enough to decide if it isn't for you. In the end, There's only one way to decide what's right for you. It's to simply ask yourself, how happy am I? There's no point in being an unhappy, successful person. If you're not happy, rethink your definition of success. And bear in mind, though, that focusing on too many goals can overwhelm you with choices. It's better to focus on one goal after another, in a series, then many at once. Forget your goals. Now that you've chosen your goal, it's time to forget them. Imagine if your goal is to save $1 million for retirement, and you managed to save 100 this month. How defeating is that? Focusing less on the goal and more on the process will help you keep going and achieving your goal faster. The only use for a goal is to help you create a process to follow. But then you should forget about the goal and make the process a part of your life. Forgetting your goal unleashes the power of feedback and motivation. You'll never be happy measuring yourself against your eventual goals. But evaluating yourself based on your daily process gives you a chance to alter it when it's needed and to celebrate every small progress. How to create a successful process. 1. Set a goal. For example, running a marathon. After you make your decision, Google train for marathons and check different training plans. 2. Choose a reasonably promising routine. Try to set aside decision anxiety and just pick a plan that matches your level of fitness. You don't need to know the best plan. All you need to do is to choose. 3. Customize your process. If your process includes jogging, on which days will you jog? For how long? And when will you stretch? What type of stretches will you do? The answer to these questions will make up a detailed process that you can follow every step of the way. 4. Rework your schedule. How will you make time for your process? Maybe you'll need to wake up earlier, limit time of certain activities, or even cut off some of your routines. You have to make time for your process, or else you'll never succeed. 5. Map out. This step is to simply map out your daily plans. 6. Work your process. Go ahead, follow your process every day and notice the improvements. 7. Fix your schedule problem. Go back and reevaluate your schedule, and if you find problems, fix them. 8. Results may vary. Adapt accordingly. If your marathon training plan recommends you to take 3 days of rest, but you discovered you only need 2, then adjust your process accordingly. To gain incredible willpower, you need less willpower. We're not born with willpower, but rather, we learn how to use what we have and preserve. It's also called grit, which is the ability to work hard and respond resiliently to failure and adversity. It's the inner quality that enables individuals to work hard and stick with their passions and goals. How to get started? If you still think you need willpower, this method will help you start on your process. Let's call it Extreme Productivity Day. We'll call it EPD. Here's how to have an extremely productive day. 1. Let everyone know you won't be available. Interruptions are productivity killers. Generally, this is good advice to live with. If you give people permission to interrupt you, they'll keep interrupting you. Set your boundaries and people will act accordingly. 2. Decide how long you'll work. 3. Commit to how long you decided to work. 4. Take productive breaks, not relaxation breaks. Pick a few productive tasks you like to perform. They'll give you a sense of accomplishment. But don't give in to inactivity, because it encourages more of the same. 5. Take your breaks in a counterintuitive moment. This method works in both EBD and normal days. The key is to leave yourself a fun place to start. If you're writing a screenplay, for example, take a break before writing a very good part, so you'll be motivated to go back and write it. Note that having an extremely productive day is fine for one day, but it can't be a way of living, or else you'll flame out in a matter of days. Nevertheless, Jim Whitehurst, CEO of Red Hat, can give you some tips on making every week more productive. 1. Every Sunday, map out your week. Create a structure and discipline. Otherwise, you'll let things happen to you instead of making things happen. 2. Follow a realistic to-do list. Assign realistic timeframes forces you to prioritize. 3. Default to 30-minute meetings. Most subjects can be handled in 30 minutes. 4. Obsess about leveraging edge time. Try to make use of the time you wasted during commutes, waiting in lines, and so on. For example, you can read or make phone calls. 5. Start every day right. Exercise every morning to recharge and give yourself an energy boost as well as motivation. How to have the most productive mindset ever. 1. Stop making excuses for doing less. 2. Stop letting disapproval or even scorn stand in your way. 3. Stop letting fear hold you back. 4. Stop waiting for inspiration. 5. Stop turning down the help you need. 6. Stop stopping. The bottom line. The bottom line is that everyone starts from the bottom. Everyone starts out insecure, hesitant, and uncertain. The only difference between incredibly successful people and the rest of us is that they found a way to put aside their uncertainties and try. They don't wait for motivation. They get started.